This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction was held on Saturday. I made the trip with Tom Anderson from Butler to attend the auction in Fosterburg for the first time, and I had the pleasure of meeting Mike and his wife Julie and a few other members of his staff that help with the auctions. Mike and I were able to talk for a few minutes before the auction got started, and I found out just where exactly all of that hay comes from. Mike, I talk with you every week about what we're expecting for the auction and how prices were, but I haven't really got the story of how you got started in the business. So kind of tell me, how did Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction get started?
Well, we opened up in 1997 here, and it only had one way to go, was up, because the first auction we had 100 small squares, and we had to haul them in ourselves to get them here.
And now the rest is history, because you've got a lot more hay and a lot bigger equipment than you did back then.
Yeah, when we first got started, we were just selling small squares, and then we started selling round bales, and then a fella contacted us from Iowa and sent us a load of 3x3s, which we'd never seen, and then we started selling them. We obtained a little tractor, and then we moved up to the wheel loaders, and it just kind of grew on its own.
Now we've got your wife Julie here with us. Is this a family operation, or kind of talk about how things run around here?
Well, yeah, she's the boss, and we all know that, and she takes care of the office and all the books, and I run the lot. We've got two sons, Tyler and Kyle. They help us when they're home from school. We've employed a lot of neighborhood kids over the last 19 years, high school kids. We got a retired laborer that works for us now, Charlie. He unloads trucks. And then we got a good friend of ours, Troy Cal from Jerseyville. He helps in the office on Saturdays.
As I've pulled up here and seen in the parking lot, we've got quite a bit of a variety of types of hay. Now, I want to talk about where all this hay comes from. Are you calling people? Or are they calling you? Or how does it get here?
Well, it's kind of a mutual agreement. Luckily, we've made good contacts throughout Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska. And, the further away states, the growers will call me and want to know what the hay market is. And they'll either send some hay or they might not. And it seems like we're either drawing – one year we're drawing hay from Kansas, and the next year we might be drawing out of Iowa. Some years we draw out of both. But we also draw a lot of local hay, but most of the high-end dairy hay comes out of the north or the west.
And as far as buyers go, are they mostly local, or are they kind of dispersed throughout a multi-state area like the hay?
Same situation. Over the years, especially in a drought year, we've sent hay to the Carolinas, West Virginia, Florida, sent a lot of hay to Texas in 2012. It's we're on the internet, and word of mouth seems to be our best advertising. And if there's a drought somewhere, they seem to be able to get a hold of us, and we find the trucks. We take care of all that for them, and we've got a good relationship with Reekman Trucking and several trucking companies, and we send hay all across the nation.
Well, it sounds like quite the operation, and you mentioned started in 1997, so next year is going to be an anniversary for you. So let's talk a little bit about that and what you guys are hoping to do to celebrate.
Well, we haven't decided exactly yet. We're going to have some kind of a customer appreciation thing sometime in our 20th year. We haven't really set the date yet, but looking to do that, and hopefully just to continue to keep this thing growing. And also, we also want to recognize Jerry Joyce with Joyce Auction and Appraisal. Jerry has stuck with us through thick and thin over the last 19 years, and he's here every week. In the weeks he can't be here, we usually get Dave Schumacher or somebody to fill in for him, but Jerry has really been a mainstay with our business.
Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction, and now let's take a look at what prices were like for the sale.
Well, we had a fair amount of buyers and a pretty good amount of hay. We ended up with 1,400 small squares. We had 100 bales of alfalfa in that 350 to 5 range. We ended up with 1,000 bales of that orchard grass mix, and it was in a price range from $350 to $5. And we ended up with 300 bales of straw from $4 to $4.40 a bale. And then in the 3x3s, we had a lot more hay, but we got 100 bales of alfalfa sold from 51 to a top of 68. And we had 152 bales of mixed grass from $35 to $36 a bale. 100 bales of round bales. The grass alfalfa mix was anywhere from $27 to $39 a bale. And I'd like to mention, too, if anybody's got any straw that they're wanting to sell, we've got a pretty good order for some straw, and market should be pretty steady on it. So, and then also, this coming Saturday, April 9th, will be our last auction for the season.
As Mike mentioned, the last auction of the season is this coming Saturday. For questions or more information, you can give Mike a call at 618-410-4293. Or visit HamiltonHayAuction.com. The state crop report was supposed to be released yesterday, but it's been delayed by the National Ag Statistics Service until this afternoon. But nevertheless, we're going to check in with Stephanie Porter. Stephanie grew up in the WSMI listening area and now works for Burris Seed as a sales agronomist. Stephanie covers a large territory and has a crop update on some fields near central Illinois.
I grew up on a farm in Nokomis, Illinois. I also have relatives that, uncles, cousins, grandpa, I guess, that had farms in the Irving and Witt area as well. And always was really loved FFA, and that kind of led me to develop into agriculture.
Well, what great experiences you have. And now let's talk about what you're doing now. You're working for Burris, so kind of share with us the work that you're doing for them.
Sure. I'm a sales agronomist, so that's my title. I do a little bit of everything. Just recently, I was given product lead of our soybean line, so that's developed in the last year. I cover a huge territory. So I cover from southern Wisconsin down to southern Illinois, central Illinois, but mainly concentrating on the eastern side of Illinois. And so I help growers figure out problems, issues, and I also do a lot of training with account managers on, of course, weeds, insects, diseases, and any kind of information needed to know about our products.
Well, that's certainly a very large territory that you cover, but it's on the minds of everyone right now is when we're going to start planting, and probably going to be seeing that soon this week. So would you be able to give us maybe a quick kind of crop update of maybe some places in your territory that are nearby, or what are things looking like?
Well, I think that this week's going to be the week if it's dry. I think that's the key thing is we got to make sure the seed bed is fit. I know there's a lot of guys that are ready to roll, but there were some, I guess, in central Illinois areas that were very heavy rain. So, for example, Assumption, which is probably known as those that like to plant first, they actually have some corn that's peeking through a little bit. So they really did have some guys that planted really early, so mid-March. And they got some heavy rain, so I heard up to 2 inches. So other guys, I just had someone call from Effingham area, and he's ready to plant. He's got a few fields that are dry. But mainly the buzz today is Missouri. They missed out on a lot of the rains recently last week, and so they are rolling right now.
Once again, that crop update from Stephanie Porter, sales agronomist and certified crop advisor for Burris Seed. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.